Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Cumleca addresses fake news issue. The public has seen it before, and it will see it again as the 2025 midterm elections approach. It's barely 13 months until the next major electoral exercise, and influence operations will likely start again with the filing of the certificates of candidacy slated for the first week of October 2024. Just last February, the Commission on Elections, CUMLEC, reminded the public that it only had one official Facebook page and warned that the Facebook page Malayan Halalan 2025 was in no way connected to the CUMLEC. The CUMLEC further advised the public not to trust any news or information from that Facebook account. So, how is the CUMLEC dealing with the issue? The CUMLEC announced the creation of the Task Force Contra Fake News, TFKFN, during the voter registration held in Malaybalay, Bukidnon, last March. At a multi-party dialogue event organized by Project Participate on April 3, 2024, CUMLEC Commissioner Nelson Celis discussed the objectives of Task Force Contra Fake News. Debunk. To issue a timely and authoritative debunking of misinformation, disinformation and malinformation on elections through the digital communion channels available to CUMLEC. Educate. To capacitate the general public to identify misinformation, disinformation and malinformation on elections and empower them to take decisive action against it within their sphere of influence. Prosecute. To hold the perpetrators accountable for possible violation of Section 261Z, 11, of the Omnibus Election Code, Bodas Pambanza by Lang 881. Which provides, any person who, for the purpose of disrupting or obstructing the election process or causing confusion among the voters, propagates false and alarming reports or information or transmits or circulates false orders, directives or messages regarding any matter relating to the printing of official ballots, the postponement of the election, the transfer of polling place or the general conduct of the election. There is a need to establish a baseline understanding of the three terms enumerated in the objectives. 1. Misinformation. 2. Disinformation. And 3. Malinformation. The three terms are used interchangeably but carry basic differences. All three terms involve the spread of misleading information, but the key difference is in the intent behind the posting or spreading of information. Wikipedia, https://n.wikipedia.org, provides the following definitions. Misinformation is often used as an umbrella term to refer to many types of false information. More specifically, it may refer to false information that is not shared to intentionally deceive or cause harm. Disinformation is created or spread by a person or organization actively attempting to deceive their audience. In addition to causing harm directly, disinformation can also cause indirect harm by undermining trust and obstructing the capacity to effectively communicate information with one another. Disinformation might consist of information that is partially or completely fabricated, taken out of context on purpose, exaggerated, or omits crucial details. Malinformation is accurate information that is disseminated with malicious intent. This includes sensitive material that is disseminated in order to hurt someone or their reputation. The task facing the TFKFN is challenging. It requires patience, diligence, and a commitment to truth. The CUMLEC cannot address fake news about elections alone, so it has to call on the community for assistance. Debunking fake news is a process that requires 1. Assessing a claim or piece of information that appears to exhibit elements of being fake, 2. Conducting research to verify the accuracy of the information, 3. Checking with multiple sources, if available, 4. Conducting careful evaluation of the evidence that supports the claim, and 4. Consulting experts on the particular subject matter of the claim. Once the evidence and information gathered collectively refute the claim, a debunking message may be composed using plain and simple language with reference to evidence, information, and sources that refute the claim. The CUMLEC and its TFKFN will have to develop skills in debunking fake news. An alternative is for the CUMLEC and TFKFN to invite and work with established and recognized fact-checkers like Rappler, Vera Files, Sec.ph and Hashtag Facts First. TFKFN may also invite the movement against disinformation. In terms of educating the public, the CUMLEC will have to work with the Commission on Higher Education, the Department of Education, and various civic and civil society organizations that conduct voter education and training. The poll body will have to develop awareness campaign materials, including education and training materials, that may be used to capacitate the public in identifying fake news and taking the appropriate action. It will have to reach local communities. Tapping civic and civil society organizations may serve as force multipliers. The poll body can also reach communities not only through digital channels and platforms but through traditional tri-media, television, radio and print media. In terms of prosecution, the KMLEC and TFKFN may work with various law enforcement agencies to exert efforts in identifying the perpetrators of fake news, gathering evidence, and building the case. It may be necessary to work with the Department of Information and Communications Technology, DICT, as well, as evidence would likely involve evidence that is electronic in nature. KMLEC is facing a daunting challenge ahead of the midterm elections. The task seems even more challenging with the rise of artificial intelligence, which can be used to generate fake news and deepfakes. Perhaps it is the opportune time for the KMLEC to come up with a framework for the use of artificial intelligence on matters relating to elections.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.